Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am Poetic Energy, and I am so excited about this show today. We're going to be talking about decluttering your mind and your home. Let me tell you what inspired today's topic today. I was watching a show over this week sometime. And it's the show called Horrors, and I don't know if that show appears in all states, but it's a show where there are people who live with, it's considered a disease, where people hoard things in their houses so they don't get throw away things, and so they keep them in their house until things build up and build up and build up to the point where that their environment around them becomes unhealthy, unsafe, and really, more like a deadly, silent death, really. And it really saddened me to even watch that show, to know that people were experiencing things like this in their lives. And it made me think about, how do they get to that point in their lives where things got so out of hand that things, the debris and trash and all these kind of things built up to the point in an entire house where this one particular show where this gentleman had was living, he had open food all the way around. He had so many mice in his house that it was unreal that he became one essentially with these rodents. And that really saddened me because that shows me that there are people out here who need some help or some guidance and helping them to, push through life and to find a happy medium in their life. So today I wanted to talk about decluttering your mind and your home, because I think that if people had more resources out there, if they knew to look for resources out there to help them gain control over their mind and their living quarters prior to it spiraling into something horrific as as hoarding to the point of that it's not sanitary to even be around them, then I think that, life would be a lot better for a lot more people if they had a lot more resources. And coincidentally, I did find a poem to kind of coincide with our topic today. We know weekly we have the poet pick of the week. And today we're going to do a poem by Brenda Caron. And the poem is entitled The Clutter Monster. So without further ado, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the poem and also give you some steps that you can take individually to keep yourself from being somewhat of a hoarder and to learn how to release and let go. Because essentially those things, when clutter seeps in, it is a sign that something is going on in your life and that you're not addressing and to the point where you don't even realize that it's going on. And a lot of people don't understand that a lot of times when we are angry or upset or moody, our environment affects those type of emotions or moods. So the more we, take steps in making sure that our environment is more pleasant, more, more calming for us, more organized, then we'll begin to see more positive energy flow into our lives. I'm going to read the poem by Brenda Karen entitled The Clutter Monster, and then I'm going to give some steps on decluttering your home as well as your mind, and kind of let you know how that all coincides with one another. This poem is entitled The Clutter Monster. It goes as follows. Watch out for the clutter monster who wants to ruin your life. He'll move uninvited and proceed to cause you strife. He tells you to save each magazine and bill. If you follow his advice, your house will overfill. He tells you to keep this. He tells you to keep that, even to keep your grandfather's hat. With things in boxes all over the place, you'll soon find out you have no space. He convinces you to keep all of your junk. His advice to you is just a plain bunk. Throw out some paper and claim your life back. The clutter monster will at first give you flat. If you keep up your efforts, your house will look swell. Clutter monster in your house no longer shall dwell. I hope that, this is really, that was a really, relative poem, because you never know what people are writing about, and I was so happy to come across this poem to, coincide with my topic. I'm reminded a few years ago that I did, I was a president of a women's organization, real estate organization, and I did a community function where it talked about feng shui. And I did the event really not totally because I wanted to find out what feng shui was all about. And it was very relative to, as being in the real estate industry that I learned some of this because, when you deal with certain clients who are very heavily into making sure that, they select the right type of home that fits their, some people really go into spiritually selecting a home. So I wanted to find out more about feng shui. So I did a function and I hired a speaker and a person that practiced feng shui. And what feng shui is, it's a Chinese system of beliefs to use laws of both heaven and earth to help, to improve by your life by receiving positive energy. And they consider the wind, the way they, set their furniture in their home, they believe that all of that is spiritually connected. In the Chinese culture, they really use this. So, even down to the part where the type of furniture they purchase, if they have sharp edges, that kind of they stay away from those things and they want more rounded furniture because the, because the sharp edges brings out a negative energy. So it's really a lot. I'm not going to do a show on feng shui today, but that kind of played in what, the reason why I wanted to do this show today, to show people a different path of decluttering your mind and your home and how it really affects you, your everyday living. One of the steps I wanted to take is on how you can organize your home and create a feeling of spaciousness and freedom. And just think about it, just before you moved into your home was probably bare, it was bare because you hadn't moved your furniture in yet. And space was everywhere. And if you just think about it, everything was clear. And symbolically, your mind is clear when you don't have anything, going on and your mind is clear. So it's just, same with the, metaphorically speaking about your home and your home and your mind. The things are clear when you have nothing in them or, any movement or processing going on. But the day you move in, you begin filling your home with furniture and all of your belongings. And the more you unpack, the more your home is filled up with clutter. That's what it is, clutter, until you get it all organized. And then, for some reason, when you begin to, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but the times that I have moved in the past, it becomes very overwhelming to move around furniture and, move into a new home. It's overwhelming because everything is so out of place, this place, and you'll find yourself feeling that energy, your energy being sapped from you because you're like, oh God, I can't wait till this is over with. This is just too much. I hate moving. And those are the kind of the emotions that come out of you because of the so much clutter. Well, the same thing is dealing with emotional, your emotional clutter in your mind is when you are feeling an overload of things you're thinking about, everyday life situations, what you dealt with on a job, what you're dealing with in your relationship, what just many different things that you could possibly think about on a day-to-day basis, your children, your parents, your family. And all of those things begin to build up in your mind, and you'll find yourself in a place where you are not functioning, as clear as, with your thinking, as clear as, as precise and clear as you can, because so many things are on your mind, and you haven't found a place or how to release some of that off of you, off that burden off your mind mentally. The first step is, organize and create filling of spacious freedom and begin to organize, strategically put everything in a certain place. Because, I don't know about anybody else, but there have been times when I laid down my keys and I forgot where I laid them at, and then when you're in a rush to get somewhere and you're trying to find those keys, how overwhelming that can be. So, if you find a perfect place for everything, now I have a place where I, hang my keys or place my keys, so if I'm ever looking for them, I know exactly where to go. This is a way to kind of keep yourself from being so flustered throughout the day. Another point is that when you organize your home, you'll find yourself having room for more positive energy to enter into your life. One of the points I wanted to make: decluttering your home is an achievement you should be proud of. Really, it is an achievement. We think it's, getting a college degree or getting a brand new job or getting an award. But, also this is a small reward in your life by an achievement in your life by keeping yourself organized and declutter. And I know it seems easier said than done, and it really is. It is easier said than done because it takes a person to want to be able to do that in their life and want to have a positive medium of a continuous positive flow of energy flowing into their lives, because people don't really sit down and think about, I want to keep my life decluttered. People don't think about that all the time. But one of the steps I've taken in my own life is to, get myself more organized, and therefore I'm able to do a lot of things. People ask me sometimes, how are you able to do this? How are you able to do that? And I tell them that I try my best to be as organized as possible. And therefore, when you're organized, you can keep yourself from being overwhelmed, and you'll find yourself being able to do a lot more with your life being more organized. And I'm not saying not to be a spontaneous person and not, always, I don't mean that you have to plan everything you do, none of that, because you like to be original and be spontaneous. But what I'm saying, keep your life organized to a point where you're not flustered and you're not hoarding. Again, going back to that hoarding show, it just really saddened me because, I felt my heart, even through watching this program, wanted to reach out to those people because, I wanted to really know what led them to that place. A lot of times tragedy and things can happen in our life and lead us into a place where we're not thinking about, we don't feel like existing in life. We don't feel like doing other things in our life. We don't feel like doing engaging and having positive relationships, we just seem to lose all hope and all zest for life. So we begin to retreat into a place, really a grave fear and silent death in our own homes. And then those spaces that we live in no longer become is a home. It becomes a place of, a grave, really, because you're slowly dying from not allowing yourself to be able to be free of the clutter in your house and in your mind. One of the things I talk about is, I want to reiterate, it's so important to have clean air around you. And what I mean about clean air is that free, if you're in a home where you're trying to take necessary steps to keep it decluttered and keep it clean, you'll be able to take in, breathe in fresh air. I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I, step outside, to take in the air, because there's nothing like the smell of fresh morning air. And it really kind of brings in, it allows you to fill up your lungs with that oxygen. And just to take in, and symbolically you are taking in a flow of positive energy when you take a deep breath, you inhale and you exhale. So this is one of the things that I, tell people to do is just, take the moment to take a deep breath daily. It's a definite way to declutter your mind and to release all of that. If you can, allow yourself to visually see yourself releasing all of that clutter in your mind. Sometimes I've been to the point where, things are were on my mind bothering me. I'll just inhale and exhale, and I just find myself like, wow, I feel so enlightened. I feel so refreshed. And you'll see how that begins to channel your, just taking that brief inhale and exhale kind of channels your focus. It's just like you're focusing now. You're able to focus because you release all the negative energy that you were harboring in your mind, and you're allowing new, fresh ideas to enter in. And that's just one step that you could kind of take, a natural step that you can take. And it also relaxes your mind. You relax your mind by also engaging in so many other different types of exercise. You can write. One of the things that I do, and that so many other people, you don't realize, you don't have to be a writer or an author, poet to write. You can do journals, and you'll find out that writing kind of releases your feelings on paper. Begin to write. If you just say, for instance, if you were in love with someone and they don't love you back, begin to, and not for them, just for yourself, begin to write about why you feel the way you feel regarding this person, and you'll begin to see how you are releasing by writing it and releasing it from your heart, the core of your heart, how that it awakens you to a brand new sense of direction in your life with regards to relationships. One of the important factors is that it also symbolically helps you to release that person, especially if a person doesn't love you back the way you choose to be loved. Then you can also, that is just a way of releasing them and also releasing them from your mind, because, guess what? There's somebody else out there truly waiting on you to be a part of your life, but they can't come into your life. They can't spiritually connect with you because your mind is and your heart is with someone else. You can never find happiness if you're, with another person, if your heart and mind is with someone else, that doesn't love you back. So I recommend writing. You're just writing down your feelings. Again, you don't have to be an author, poet, or writer, per se by profession, but just be a person that, release their heart, pour their heart on paper. And you may even discover that you are a writer, or you would like to write poetry, or you would like to do some of those things. But I think it's very important and very essential to yourself as an individual to be able to release whatever you're feeling, because when you harbor things in your heart that, you know, that brings on anxiety, it brings on fear, it brings on resentment, it brings on so many things. You ever thought about somebody, you know, hate, you know, begin to hate somebody, it brings on all of those emotions and in your life, and you know, negative emotions, I may add. If you're constantly dwelling on somebody, what somebody has done to you, or you know, or is doing to you, find your way to release it, because I guarantee that they are not thinking about how whatever they're doing is affecting your life, and that is very clear by the way they are treating you in the first place. So, you know, learn to release your life and find your happy place in your life. Declutter your mind, declutter your home, and those are things that you have to do together, because you know, the things that you have, old things. So one thing that I do is every year, I don't wait for spring cleaning. I'm a faithful, you know, a supporter of the thrift store. When I have things that I've had too long, I will in a minute, and my family will tell you that I will in a minute get a haul up some stuff and put it all together and, you know, take it right to the thrift store to donate, because I do not want my house to be cluttered. You know, I don't like clutter, and I'm not saying that everything is just so precise in my home, but what I'm saying is that I put forth a great effort to make sure that I'm not so overwhelmed with things, material things, and things that I no longer need. And if I, you know, if I find somebody that needs something that I have and I'm no longer using it, and you know, it's still in good shape, I'll give it to someone, because you know, if someone else can use it, why not give it to them? You know, I think about get paid for things. You know, I've given away a lot of things in my lifetime, and I don't think about you know, what I'm going to get in return from that. I just give it away because that's essentially helping me to declutter and keep myself decluttered and keep my mind clear and keep the positive energy flowing in my house. One other point is become worry-free. You know, when you can't really grasp or take in anything constructive when you're constantly worrying about things, you know, worrying about things will not change or help you overcome whatever your situation is. It really kind of destroys you on the inside or, you know, hinders the process of you moving forward in your life to, you know, to take in anything better in your life. Because, you know, when you think about it, mentally, it's straining you. You can't, it's straining you. You know, say, for instance, if you wanted to, you really wanted to go on and you wanted to start a new business, you're really good with doing baking cakes and making pastries and stuff, but you've always wanted to start your own business. But because your mind is so cluttered, you can't even get centralize your thoughts to kind of bring that and make that dream happen. So, you know, it's very important that we take necessary steps on a regular basis to kind of declutter our minds, because, you know, a lot of businesses are starting out of their home from their home. So, you know, if you're decluttering your house, you're essentially decluttering your mind. That's what it just boils down to. And one of the things that is necessary when decluttering your mind, your home, is once you begin to get things out of your home that you no longer need, either donate it or give it to people who can, you know, currently use it. You don't want to keep things that's collecting dust, and you know, that's just something else more for you to think about cleaning. You know, because you're holding on to it thinking you might need it in the future. But if you have something that you haven't used in 6 months to a year, 9 times out of 10, you no longer need it. So it's time to let it go, release it and let it go. Because if you begin to let it go, it's symbolically you're letting go the past. You're bringing yourself into the realm of being able to forgive and, you know, and forget about the past and move on forward to your future. So why don't you make a conscious decision to change the page in your life, you know, in your book, your life's book. Change the page and start a new chapter, you know, because that's what you will be doing. Let go past the anger, the bad emotions that you felt about anybody. Hey, trust me, I've done this for myself. If you begin to start letting this go and start letting, you know, connections of, you know, people that you feel have done you wrong or have done you wrong, if you start letting go of some of those past things, trust me, I guarantee you that your life, you'll begin to feel that sense of freedom just automatically come in and overshadow you in a great way, because you're growing and you're letting things go and moving forward in your life. And again, I've said this on other shows. Another point is in decluttering your mind and your home is to engage with people. You know, you want people to associate with other positive people, but you want them to also, you know, be able to, like, if you have a girls' night out or just have a guest over for dinner, you want them to come to a very clean home and nice home. So if you allow yourself to be engaged with positive people who are on the same positive path that you are on, then you'll find yourself being able to, you know, take on, you know, some of their energy. You know, it's just like you all are feeding off one another's positive energy. I said on a former show that, you know, a lot of people, you don't even realize you have people around you that are negative people, and you're not realizing their negativity is, you know, affecting you indirectly, and you can go throughout your day wondering why you're depressed, and you just and never associate it with, well, Sister So-and-so was just over my house last night talking about Brother So-and-so in a very negative way, and we just engaged in just gossip and negative conversation all through the day. So you never know how that is going to affect you, and sometimes it won't occur to you until the very next day or later down the week. That, yeah, you know, we were talking, and, you know, all there was in the whole conversation was negativity. So it affected you in a way indirectly, and now you have to find a place get yourself in a position where you can release all of that and move forward. So, you know, the only way to do that is to try to keep yourself around as many positive people as you can, even if it's not your family or your immediate friends. You know, they are just like different types. And I'm not saying that you walk around with a smile on your face, you know, all day long. You know, I'm talking about just being in a position where you're yourself, you're happy, and you want to stay that way. Then, yes, you know, because life comes with its ups and downs, but you're in a point in your life where even when the trials come, you're able to walk through it, because you know the Almighty is with you, and second, you realize that, you know, you're in a happy place and you know how to navigate through your life with mentally keeping yourself together by taking the necessary steps in your life daily. Now, we talked about organizing your house, taking deep breaths, writing, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then after that, we'll be back with more of decluttering your mind and your home. All righty here. We are going to go with...
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfmradio.com. Learn new skills at shtfmradio.com.
www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
All right, welcome back, folks. You are listening in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations with no one other than Poetic Energy, a.k.a. author Michelle E. Alford and life coach. I am so excited about this show today because it's just, you know, I find myself wanting to continue to help people in as many ways that I can. And, you know, what prompted this show is because I was watching a TV program called Hoarders where a lot of people on the show, well, all of the people on the show had different levels of, you know, hoarding things in their house. And it got to the point where it was unhealthy and unsafe for them and it was mentally having a toll on them. And, you know, that really did something. My heart to be, you know, even see something like this, because you never know how a person is living in their life until things are pointed out to you. And I found that to be very saddening because these people live alone. Most of the people on the show live alone, and you know, they have no family or friends associating with them. So it made me wonder how, even to that point, how could a person get to a point where family and friends no longer support them in anything they're doing, no longer want to be around them? What happened in their life? One of the things I can say is that you must get down to the root of what's going on in your life. And sometimes it takes maybe perhaps reading some materials, listening to a radio show, turning on some music just to, you know, give you something to detour your thought process of to continue to hold on to the past. I think a lot of times people find themselves in places, lonely places, because it has to be a very lonely place when you have nobody visiting you, nobody calling you, nobody realizing what is going on in your life. And if they do, it's not to the point where they love you enough to even try to help you. And it's just very sad to me to even know that people in this world live in those type of conditions where they hoard too much and they keep and hold on to things and they mentally cannot let them go to the point where it's causing them to, you know, develop a mental disorder. And I think that we need to engage ourselves in plenty of mental management, because you think about it, we have to manage our lives on a daily basis. You know, we have to manage our business. We have to manage our houses. If we have children, we have to manage our children. And it is managing your children, because you have to raise them up. That's managing them, you know, teaching them the things they should do and should not do. You got to manage your marriage. You know, your husband and wife have to, you know, check in with one another and need to, you know, keep things, to keep the spice going in relationships and in their marriage. And it's just a thing that you have to, management is a part, should be a part about everybody's life. We all should be managers in some way or form in our life. And it just takes just little bitty itty steps to get yourself to a point where you're managing your own life. You are your own keeper, and if you don't help yourself, 9 times out of 10, no one else will. But there, you know, I am stepping up. That, you know, I want to reach out to people in any way that I can. You know, I can't change the world. You know, I'm not trying to change the world, but I'm trying to positively impact the world with as many people, you know, that I come in contact with. Depositing and dispersing positivity in their lives, and, you know, and essentially getting the same thing from them, because when you're helping another person, you're also helping yourself. And you may not have all the answers, but whatever resources you have, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to share that with other people to help them get to a place where they are seeing that, you know, someone out there does care, someone out there does love other people and will reach out to them without any strings attached. And I think that that becomes a problem in why people come, you know, get into circumstances and situations that they find themselves immobilized or stagnant, because they may want help, but it's very difficult to even ask people for help these days, because there are so many critical people. There are so many negative people. There are so many people who they'll help, but, you know, strings aren't attached. So it's very difficult to ask for help from other people. And I do realize that, but we have to keep on a path where we're able to seek out those people who will not have strings attached, who is willing to help without subjecting you to a certain type of thing in your life. And doing this on a regular daily basis is very essential to keeping the positive energy in our life. And again, it's just, you know, decluttering our minds. If we take those necessary steps by, you know, first working in our homes to declutter all the things that, you know, symbolically just ridding ourselves of the past, you'll be amazed of how that just taking those necessary steps will heighten your enlightenment on your life and the things that you want to do in your life, and how you'll begin to see the things change in your life. And you'll be wondering, wow, what's going on different? What am I doing different? And it's just really just symbolically getting rid of those things from your home, decluttering yourself, donate things that you no longer need to the Salvation Army or to people who don't need them. And you'll find yourself, once you start clearing up your home, you'll see yourself, you know, being more energetic and because all of those things affect you, you know, whether you believe it or not, those things affect us. When we have so much clutter in our house, you know, if you can't find your keys, you know, just believe me, trust me, I've gone through this before. When I couldn't find my keys, you get so flustered, and that's just a small thing. So imagine if you got a lot of things going on in your house, you got so much clutter going on in your house, you can't even think clearly. So this is, you know, definitely the reason why I wanted to do this show, because, you know, I couldn't even imagine people being out there and not being able to let go of material things, especially to the point where they now have a show called Hoarders for it. You know, when it gets to that point and somebody can make a show out of it, then it's really seriously bad, and people do need help. And, again, that's the reason why it provoked me to want to have this show, you know, talk about this show, Decluttering Your Mind and Your Home, and how those two go hand in hand together. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and after back, it will be more with Decluttering Your Mind and Your Home.
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfmradio.com. Learn new skills at shtfmradio.com.
All righty. Thank you, folks. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations with your host, none other than Poetic Energy herself. I am just really, I just want to acknowledge all of our guests in the chat. Thank you so much for being here and share your time with me here on the show. And to all our global listeners that are not signed into the chat room, thank you for tuning in. Okay, we're going to continue our conversation on Declutter Your Mind and Your Home, and how those things really affect our process throughout our lives. Even to the point, you know, I discussed earlier about I served as a president of a real estate organization for 2 years, and I wanted to learn more about what they call feng shui. And those things, that is a, you know, Chinese practice where they, you know, the Chinese practice that because they want to always have a consistent flow of positivity flowing in their world. And I think when I did this program, it enlightened me so much about so many things because they even, to the point is that the type, they have to have certain types of furniture. They have to, things have to be strategically placed in their homes to, you know, allow the positive flow of energy to continue to swarm in their entire environment, which I found very fascinating, and it was something that I wasn't familiar with. But, you know, with me being in the real estate industry, I thought it was very important because I began to get certain type of clients who were very into feng shui. And, you know, of course, when the client is into that, you need to do whatever it is that you can to make sure you're supplying their every need. So I needed to get educated on the topic, and so I can know how to pick a home for some of the clients that I was beginning to get. And it worked very well for me to have this program because so many people, especially in the African-American community, did not know about what feng shui was. So it really turned out to be a great program that I put on, and it was, you know, very highly sponsored by, you know, First Bank of America here in Michigan, and Fifth Third Bank, because they were really on board with having some type of program like this to really educate people on other cultural practices. And this was a good one because, you know, we never think about on a daily basis about getting rid of those things that, you know, bother us so much. And I don't know about anybody else, but I don't like to be so flustered where I can't think straight, or I don't like to be unorganized. Because then, you know, I'm the type of person I like to go straight to what I'm looking for, get it, and, you know, keep it moving. But if I have to, you know, shuffle around for it and stuff, I begin to get flustered. So you never want to find yourself in that type of position, especially on a regular basis. If you're doing that on a regular basis, that means it's time for you to stop, take in some fresh air, and figure out what's going on in your life, because 9 times out of 10, there is something going on in your life that you're not addressing, and you need to address it, because if you don't, it'll have you spiraling into anger and, you know, outbursts of rage, and you won't even know where it comes from. And that's why it's so important for me to, you know, just, reiterate to people how mental management is so important. And, you know, I gave it that term, mental management, because that's what it is. Because, you know, everything around us affects us mentally. And there are so many things that can play into your mental management. You know, I engage in meditation. I engage in reading scriptures, or I engage in writing poetry. You know, all of those things I bring into are elements that I use in my own life to, you know, keep myself mentally sane, to keep myself mentally on track and focused. Some of the other things I have my God's Inner Peace book will be available on Amazon.com in the next couple of weeks. We finally got everything to, going to print and everything, so it will be available, and I will be making sure that everybody knows the actual date where it will be on Amazon.com. But it was just, something that I had to write because so many people struggle. I talk about in my book how that, you know, things that happened in my life caused me to go into living in a world of fear, living in a world of depression because I was robbed at gunpoint. Those things just kind of stripped me away from my mental peace because those things happened to me and I wasn't prepared. But I felt that, I talk about how I felt that I knew that God was the Almighty was always with me because I'm here to even talk about it. So it's my testimony that the Almighty protected me, even though I was going through a hard time, that he protected me in those circumstances. So I talk about that in the book, and I also talk about the time where I had a, you know, very uncomfortable circumstance happen with a client that I was showing a house, a male client who happened to, you know, was, you know, fond of me and wanted to, you know, be more than just, you know, client and client, you know, more than just a client to me. And I talk about that occurrence in the book, how that also, you know, kind of stripped me of bits of my inner peace. And but, you know, again, in that circumstances, you know, I think about how all of those things brought me to the point of writing a book, wanting to help other people and also wanting to make sure that people understand about what mental management is all about and how that we can use those approaches, certain approaches that God has already given us. We don't have to pay expensive fees for, and, you know, I'm very fond of yoga, but if you can't afford it, then, you know, there are other ways, you know, that natural things that we can do, and that's what I kind of talk about in the book. I talk about walking, writing, singing, praying, all of those different things in the book to help you, you know, keep yourself mentally sane, you know, especially when things come in your life that you don't realize that will affect you in the worst kind of way sometimes. And it really was something that, you know, I definitely needed to do to kind of make sure that I'm doing my, you know, fulfilling my purpose. And you know, in writing that book, I also engaged in knowing and understanding that we also, in doing those things, doing mental management, we find our purpose in life. And I found out my purpose in life is to, you know, help other people. And, you know, I am heeding to the call. Yes, Scott, oh, okay, I always saw feng shui as color-coordinated. I've been very ill. Oh, okay. Thank you for your comments, Scott. Yeah, I, you know, I've engaged in some yoga, too. Oh, it's free at your gym. I wish I knew where you were. I'm in Michigan, actually, and, you know, it's very inexpensive to do yoga, especially when, you know, there are a lot of yoga instructors who don't charge very much. But because to keeping the theme of with my book, I wanted people to be able to grasp onto free resources because they're, you know, with the economy being the way that it is, a lot of people can't afford even just, you know, $5 or $10 sometimes because they have to make a decision on whether they're feeding their friends, I mean, you know, family or paying a bill or something. So they really don't have the extra resources to engage in anything extracurricular activity outside the home. So I wanted them to be able to see that the Almighty has given us things that we can naturally do to maintain our mental state. And, oh, you're from London. Welcome, London. Scott Bull from London. Welcome. Thank you for tuning into the show. But it's just been a great, I think it was in divine order that I actually tuned into that show because I probably will eventually begin to talk about it, but it's just I never knew that the cases of how severe hoarding was until I actually watched this show, and it really set me to the point that it almost brought me to tears because, I don't want to see a person living their life like that. And I want people to know that there is hope and there are ways for you to, you know, subdue and conquer, you know, all of your fears and all of the things that you're dealing with and all of the trials that are happening in life. There are ways for you to keep yourself in a happy place even with the trials in life because nobody's life is going to be worry-free or either free from any type of chaos, but what I am saying is that, you know, being a person that consistently engages in, you know, things to help you keep you in focus and everything, that it will, you know, make it minimize the problem. It'll minimize the things that you go through to the point where you're able to cope with it, deal with it, and move past it in a very smooth way. Oh, okay, you have a gym membership for about $60 a month. Oh, okay. Okay. That is very reasonable, Scott. Scott is, you know, sharing some information with us in the chat room. We appreciate that. Oh, okay. Wow. Someday I need to get to the UK. Actually, it was somebody from the UK that is a life coach that kind of sparked my interest in, you know, I've been coaching people for quite some time. I'd never called myself a life coach, but someone contacted me from the UK who is a life coach who, he specifically deals with, African-American relationships. But when he contacted me about, you know, possibly advertising on the show, I went, oh, my goodness, that's what I am, a life coach, because I've experienced so many things in my life where people, I was telling somebody the other day about I had taken my mom and my her friend and my daughter and my niece out for one Mother's Day, and this lady just pulled up a chair to the table as if no one else was there except her and I, and she began to pour out all of her problems to me. And I could have been the person that says, I am with my family, it's Mother's Day, but I didn't. I chose to listen. And 1 year later, I ran into the lady again, and, I don't even remember to this day what I said to her, but 1 year later, I ran into that same lady. I didn't know who she was, but I remember the circumstance, and she told me that what I told her back then really changed her life, and that she was contemplating suicide. And if I hadn't, if I had shunned her and not even allowed her to release, what she had to say, then, I don't know what could have happened. I could have, allowed her by being unnice, being, inspired her into the point of that she would have went through with it. But instead, I listened to the lady, and she said it changed her life. And that brought me to tears because, any time that you can, change somebody's life and keep them from, doing certain things in their life, that is awesome because you never know how you're going to impact a person's life. And you don't never know what they're dealing with. But that was like a sign for me because things like this have happened to me all my life. Even when I was a teenager, adults used to come to me for advice because, they thought I was wise beyond my years. But I didn't think it was because I was wise, but I just loved to read and I loved to pray. And at a young girl, as a teenager, I used to do a lot of things in my community. I used to go with some of the evangelists to the youth homes, the nursing homes, and because I found that I enjoyed doing that. And, I was just a different type of teenager. Didn't make me better than anybody else, and I always saw that, any time that you're able to help someone else, they're essentially helping you also. So it was just I've had a wonderful ride in my life. I experienced some ups and some downs, but the wonderful thing about it is that the Almighty gives you the space to be able to talk about it and, give your testimony and help someone else who's dealing with things in their own life. All right. Free drinks. I love that concept. Free DVD rinses for the gym. Oh, free health care here. Oh, Scott, I'm going to have to move to the UK. Okay, you're getting counseling for depression with this causing me exactly nothing. Oh, that is interesting, Scott. You may have to send me some information. I need to find out how you're getting free counseling. That's wonderful for people to be able to find out about those things. And I would definitely love to hear about that. We have 6 more minutes remaining in the show. It has been wonderful for me to even, discussion, about decluttering your home and decluttering your mind, because if you do that, you will essentially, find yourself in a more free environment, in a more creative place, in a more focusing place when you're able to release those things in your life that causes you to not be at your, operate at your optimum. And I am going to I wish we had some callers, but, you know, not today. You know, we had a great show last week also. But we are so happy for those who take the time out to stop by and really, you know, engage in conversation and share their time with us. I am going to go ahead and play a little. This is one of my, Paul Collier is actually from the UK, Scott. And I don't know if you are familiar with any of his work, but I love his calming music. And you know, he does compositions, you know, instrument, you know, compositions, beautiful and divine. So I am going to quickly play that and let that be the ending of our show. We have only 4 minutes playing, and this is going to play. And I would just like to say thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with our morning inspiration and candid conversations. It's such a joy to have you come through and support the show. To all our people in the chat room and all our global listeners, we so love you and appreciate your support of the show. Please tell a friend and like our show and follow our show so that we can continue to embrace and educate people on ways to live a better quality of life. I can be found on www.officialmichellealford.com is my website, and I will be putting that in the chat room. Also, I can be found on Facebook, www.facebook.com/officialmichellealford. You can connect with me there. And again, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. I'll see you in the same place at the same time next week. God bless.